Hello.
This is a confirmation call from eBay. We have received a purchase request of $299.99 and the same will be debited from your account automatically. If you want to cancel this, then press 1, or to claim for refunding, then press 2, or to talk to our representative.
Hello?
Thanks for being connected with eBay. This is Peter Wilson. So how are you doing today?
Not bad, mate. How are you?
I'm also good, sir. So the thing is that yesterday night at 10 o'clock, there is a suspicious order made for the online gift card, okay? And the billing address was changed again and again, so we have put a hold on that. So do you want to approve this order, sir, or do you want to cancel it?
What is it?
Like, do you want to continue with this order or you want to cancel it?
No, cancel it.
In this case, sir, it is an online procedure. We just need your cooperation for that, okay? We are going to generate a 9-digit cancellation code for you that is going to help you to cancel the order as well as you will get your refund.
Yes.
So do you have any kind of networking device, like any computer or any laptop with you?
No.
Then we are going to generate that cancellation code on your mobile phone. So the mobile phone which you are using, it's an iPhone or it's an Android phone?
Android.
It's an Android?
Yeah.
Alright, so you just simply put the call on speaker and then you just simply open up your Google Play Store on your phone. Open up your Google Play Store. Do you know about the Play Store, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah, open it up. Once you are onto the Play Store, do let me know.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on Play.
And now in the top, do you see search for apps and games? Just give a click on that search panel and type it over there, letter A. A as in alpha, letter A.
Yep, A.
Then N as in Nancy, letter N.
Well, that's not me.
Letter N. N as in New York, letter N.
N.
Then Y as in yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then D as in doctor, letter D.
Yep.
Then E for English, letter E.
Yep.
Then S for sugar, letter S.
Yep.
Then K as in kilo, letter K.
Yep.
And now just give a click on search. And now just give a click on search. And now what results come up?
Yeah.
And now what results come up, sir?
Yeah, come up and get from our desktop.
Yeah, just give a click on that and just give a click on install. Do you see any option install? Just give a click on install. And now it's downloading or it's showing you pending over there? Just tell me, sir. Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, it's downloading or it's showing you pending?
Downloading.
Alright, how much percentage is completed right now, sir? Can you please confirm me that, like 10, 20, 30, how much is completed right now?
Yes,
please. Alright, do you see any option open? Hello?
Yep.
Yeah, do you see any option open over there, open?
Yeah, it's opening now.
Yeah, just open it up. And now what can you see? Just tell me, don't click here and there. What can you see? Just tell me, sir, first.
Oh, she's telling me the policy.
Sorry?
Just tell them in the policy.
Yeah, just give a click on accept and continue or agree and continue. Just give a click on the positive option. And now what can you see, sir? What is showing you right now?
It's showing me a number.
It is showing you a number?
Yeah.
Alright, you just be handy with a pen and paper, sir. Just be handy with a pen and paper.
Yep.
And you just note down this number first. And just verify me the number, sir. Just tell me the number.
Six four six.
Yeah, and just beneath that there will be a line. Set password. Do you see that set password? Hello?
Yes, it's set password.
Yeah, just give a click on that set password. Just give a click on that. And now what is showing it to you? And now what is showing it to you? Hello?
Yep, on the phone.
Yes, and now you're on to the interactive page. Just scroll down the page, sir. You will get to see permission profile. Do you see permission profile? Hello?
Do
you see permissions profile?
Yep.
Just give a click on permissions profile.
Yep.
And now what option do you see, sir? Just tell me what option do you see.
Default screen sharing full access.
Just give a click on unattended access. Just give a click on that.
Yep.
And now what option do you see, sir? Do you see there will be a checkbox, enable unattended access? Do you see that?
Yep.
Just give a tick mark on that box. And now it's asking for a password or something else. Yes. Put the password, all will be in lower cases and don't give a space, okay? Type E as an English letter E.
Yep.
Then B as in Bravo, letter B.
Yep.
Then A as in Alpha, letter A.
Yep.
Then Y as in Yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
And then don't give a space, okay? Type 7, 8.
So 7, 8?
Yes. Then 9, 0.
Yep.
And now do you see OK? Just give a click on OK.
Yep, done.
And now what is showing it to you, sir? Just tell me. That's white. And once you will get to see any option like start now on your screen, just give a click on start now, okay? Just give a click on start now.
No, it's not doing anything.
Yeah, just wait, it will come up. There will be the option, start now.
I assure you, when you are to grant full control of your device, I need to be
It is a fake security warning for distracting those unknown persons. So in the bottom, there will be two check boxes. I trust this call, I am aware of this risk. Do you see there will be two blank checkbox? Just give a tick mark on the checkbox, then give a click on accept.
So do I hit I trust this call?
Sorry?
Do I click on I trust this call?
Yeah, just give a click on I trust this call. Just give a tick mark on that. And now it's showing you another checkbox. I trust this call. I am aware of this risk. Anything like that? Do you see accept? Hello?
Yep.
Do you see accept?
Yeah, doing.
Just give a click on accept. Have you clicked on accept? Yeah, and now what is showing it to you, sir? Just tell me what is showing it to you.
Scan protection.
Yeah, just give a tick mark on accept. If you will get to see any checkbox or accept, just give a click on accept.
Got it, sir.
And now what is showing it to you, sir? Do you see any option like accept once again or start now? Just give a click on start now. Just give a click on start now. Yes. And now you just put your put the password, okay? It will be letter E, E as in English, letter E.
Yep.
You just give a click on cancel first. You just give a click on cancel. You just give a click on close once again. Just give a click on cancel, then close. Then close. Yeah, just give a click on, just give a click on permissions profile once again. Just give a click on permission profile. Yes. And just give a click on that unattended access. Just give a click on that. And now there is a checkbox, enable unattended access. Just give a tick mark on that checkbox once again, sir.
Yep.
And now all, I'm now providing you the password. All will be in lower cases. You can give a space. Type E as in English, letter E.
Yep.
B as in Bravo, letter B.
Yep.
Then A as in Alpha, letter A.
Yep.
Then Y as in Yellow, letter Y.
Yep.
Then don't give a space, okay? All will be in one word. 7, 8.
Yep.
9, 0. And now just give a click on OK.
Done.
And now just wait. And now just wait. Just wait. Don't click here and there, sir. Just wait.
Turn your warning.
Yes, and now once you get to see start now, just give a click on start now. And now, sir, just give a click on close.
Yeah.
Just give a click on close once again.
Yeah.
All right. And now, sir, just do one thing. Just press your home button. Just press your home button and come back to your normal home screen where you can see your wallpaper.
Yeah.
And now, sir, you just simply open up your Google Play Store once again. Open up your Google Play Store. And give a click on, just give a click on the search panel once again where you have written any desk, remote desktop. Just give a, And type over there, any desk plugin. Any desk plugin. Plugin, And now do you see in the top there will be an option, any desk plugin AD1. Just give a click on that. And now do you see any option like install? Just give a click on install. Just give a click on install. Have you clicked on install, sir?
Yeah.
All right. Just give a click on install. And once it in, and now what it's showing it to you, sir?
Hello?
Yeah, but it's just taking a while.
There will be a green color box, install. Do you see that? Install? Yes. And once it will be installed, and now what can you see on the screen, sir?
Hello? Going.
Alright, just check it's downloaded or still downloading, just check.
Hello?
Sorry?
I just taken a walk and stolen.
You just press your home button and come back to your normal home screen. Just press your home button and come back to your normal home screen. Hello?
It's
yeah, you just press your home button, sir. Yeah, you just press your home button and come back to your normal home screen. where you can see your wallpaper.
Yep.
And now you just swipe up your screen from the bottom to the top. Just swipe up your screen.
Yep.
And now, sir, you just simply check, there will be an application name, AnyDex. You have to open up the AnyDex. Just check.
Yep.
Alright, there will be a checkbox. Now you will get to see, don't show this again. Just give, yeah. And you are on to the accessibility page right now?
Yeah.
Alright. Do you see install service, anything like install service? Just give a click on install service. And now do you see any AnyDex control service AD1? Just give a click on that. Make it turn on. Make it on. Turn it on. Just give a click on OK, yes. And now you just open up the AnyDex once again, sir. Open up the AnyDex.
Yeah.
And now, yeah, just give a click on OK. And now just wait. Just wait. Just be on that page. Wait. And once you will get to see start now, just give a click on start now. Have you clicked on start now, sir?
Yeah.
Yes. And now, sir, you just do one thing. You just simply open up your Google Play Store once again. Open it up.
Yeah.
And now, just in the left-hand side top, there will be a back option over there. Just give a click on the back option. The left, it will be in the left-hand side top corner. There will be a back arrow over there. Just give a click on that back arrow. Just give a click, yes. And just scroll down, just scroll it up. Just scroll up the page.
Yeah.
Just scroll it up. Just press the back button, yes. And now, sir, in the left-hand side top corner, do you see three lines over there? Yes, just give a click on that line, and now just wait. And now, sir, just do one thing. You just simply open up your Google. You just open up your Google. I'm going to show you something. Open up your Google. And meanwhile, sir, I'm going to verify you some details which is connected with this account. The name is Mr. Stephen Mirngova, and the email is Stephen. mirngova@gmail.com. This is your email, am I correct?
Nah. Yeah.
Alright, so are you onto the Google right now, sir?
Yeah.
And now, sir, type on the search panel, my, M as in Margaret, Y as in yellow, my.
Right, M-Y?
Yes, then give us space.
Spice, yeah.
Give a space. Then number one, put one.
Yeah.
Then P for Peter, letter P.
Yeah.
Then do you see any option come up like my 1P address location, California? Just give a click on that.
Yeah, all right.
All right. And now, sir, do you see your IP address? Which is starting with 66.249, do you see that?
Yes,
sir. Yes, and just beneath that, it is showing you the IP location. So, which location do you see, sir?
Sir, in California.
Oh my goodness. This is the thing, sir. These are the online hackers who have got the access onto your IP address, and they are accessing this thing from the Mountain View, California, okay? And just beneath that, there will be an option like host name. So what name do you see, sir? Do you know anyone named Mr. Raw? Do you know that? No, you. Mr. Crow, do you know him? Like he, do you aware of this name? Have you heard this name before?
No.
Oh my goodness. So, sir, at the moment, you can see all the online activities which you do, it is not safe at the moment. And those hackers have tried to buy this online gift card like 5 to 6 times, alright.
and this money has been charged 5 to 6 times. So I'm just telling you, sir, I'm in line with you. You just from this Google browser, just go and log into your online banking and just check that. Do you got any federal statement over there, like not? Like any charge of $10, $15 you can see or not. Alright, just check. And once you will get to see any kind of federal charge, sir, please do let me know. It might be of $1, you just tell me. And you just log into your online banking from this Google, okay? Do you know how to do it from the Google, sir? Yeah, just do it from the Google, yes. Just Google is a very secure browser, sir, because your app is not safe anymore. Those hackers have got the access onto your application, okay? So just do it from the Google. I'm in line with you. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, just do it from the Google, sir. Should I help you out to do it from the Google? Like, should I guide you?
I'm going.
All right, just do it, sir. And once you just check that, do let me know. Hello?
Yeah?
Yes, I'm here. And now...